Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
I don't think candles are real.
Myth and bullshit.
At least like, it's fucking myth and Denny's. Not myth.
We are here for myths and bullshit. Like...
I'm here for meth.
Like, candles. I mean,
bam. Okay.
Myth.
I mean, okay. Like, I can't.
It's like your average Trump voter.
I can't tell you. You can't have it.
I mean, you can.
Okay, I'm not gonna tell you. You can't have it. I'm gonna hope you don't get it.
I feel like you live in too large of a city for meth to be normalized, my guy.
What are you talking about? Big cities are where meth does its thing.
I was about to say Skid Row.
Meth does lots of things.
It does do a lot.
Meth loves small towns.
I live in too big of a town for meth to be a thing.
Meth eats small towns.
Meth don't discriminate on population. It's fucking everywhere.
As long as they're white.
I was about to say, I grew up in the kind of country area where you knew what the smell of meth cooking smelled like.
Mm. Can you smell what the meth is cooking?
Yeah. It's you would drive down the road, and it would smell like cat piss, and you're like, oh, someone's cooking.
Wait, so can you, like, overcook the meth? Do people get their meth, like, medium rare?
That's how you blow up your trailer and melt your face off.
Yeah, overcooking meth is when meth labs blow up.
I guess they get the ammonia and, like, the anhydrous and all that from around our area, so,
Oh, unrelated entirely. Hello, listeners. The recording has started.
Anyway.
If you spent 2 seconds listening to our podcast, what made you think that we would stop for that?
Yeah, I knew what I was doing.
Meth.
Welcome back to Saga of Change.
No meth.
No meth.
No.
Minimal
no
meth.
No meth lab arc.
No, Chris, we are from Kentucky.
We don't know. Maybe we can or can't cook meth. We don't actually know.
We don't know if that chemistry works yet. Maybe we should find out.
Yeah, like... All right, which character...
100% down for starting a meth epidemic here.
If anyone knows how, it's probably Chase.
Oh, it's definitely Chase.
Chemically, no, but... He's definitely been around meth enough to, like, mind one and matter magic to get there.
I wonder if... I mean, I guess Olathe with medical knowledge might be the most likely to be actually be able... No, maybe.
Doctor,
none of the mutts need to be on meth.
My blue candy tastes different. This isn't butterscotch.
Look, we're going classic and we're making bourbon. Okay.
Ponder chocolate, let's go!
I was trying to think of all of the people.
Definitely want to make Panzer chocolate.
Okay. Which of our players and NPCs have knowledge of chemistry? What did Lachlan do in college?
I mean, he was a biochemist. He might be able to figure it out.
Lachlan does
math. I was about to say, Lachlan makes math!
So I think maybe Olathe, but I don't...
Chase?
No.
Stop trying to be the one who makes math, Steve.
I voted Chase first. I said Olathe second.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
in my defense, I gave the boys proper credit. Why is my character sheet blank?
Okay,
it's messed up. Anyway, back the non-messed up plot.
Quick, somebody vape messed up. What are you talking about?
It's all messed up.
Why are we anti-meth?
On our last session, the party split up. And for once, it didn't fuck everybody.
Yay!
When was the last time? Well, I guess in this session, splitting the party has not turbo fucked y'all that much yet.
Oh.
Which is wild because in most other things, like, splitting the party is just a death sentence. But
hey, we've managed to split the party, but not start fights.
It's true.
That's the key part.
Split the party is a meme built around don't go different directions in a dungeon.
Yeah.
We only did it in a demon's house, thank you.
So, Jesse, Jessica, and Astoria went back to Kirkland. Astoria and Jessica went to find Astrid and located her in the woods north of town with some of the rangers. Some shenaniganry transpired with the rangers trying to get the drop on the gays and the gays successfully getting the drop on the rangers. Because magic. It's cheating, but it works. And then got some intelligence from said rangers to the effect of somebody has been casing Kirkland with a little magical reconnaissance help from Jesse. They were able to determine that the aforementioned somebody were people out of the town of Belvedere, which is located to the north of Kirkland. Jesse had done a little snooping around there previously because that was kind of on their route on the way north to go deal with the Nafandi problem. What she discovered then was that they were not the nicest of people, not particularly open to visitation from outsiders, and might be engaged in a bit of banditry. And given the way that they're casing Kirkland, not entirely incompetent about their banditry. They're smart. They cover their tracks as best they're able, and make it pretty difficult to know where they're coming from. Anybody that wasn't using magic to track them would have had a pretty difficult time figuring out where in the Sam fuck they were coming from. Unfortunately for them, Kirkland does in fact have that.
We cheat.
They cheat. but that's one of the running things up in the air currently. Jesse also, upon arriving home, filled in her squad on what happened at the house of Asmodeus and got a little bit of a lecture from Allison to the effect of stay very far away from that guy if he ever turns up again. And the promise from Allison that she would try and get some more information about him. She knows a bit because Asmodeus has a history of fucking with ecstatics based on, you know, the nature of how they do things. There's some temptation there to go a little too far and fall into his orbit because he is the king of excess. So she's familiar, but gonna see what else she can find out to the effect of why he might be poking around in this area. And Tiernan, Chase, and Olathe returned to the Frost Sovereign, and filled her in on what they discovered when they traveled to the House of Asmodeus. To her displeasure, it became apparent pretty quickly that she is quite familiar with Asmodeus and quite unhappy that he is poking around. She was not particularly forthcoming with information other than to point out that he is an enemy and that she would request a report from the mages if they encounter him again.
Now, she did not request a report, to be clear.
told them to tell me. It was not a request. It was
tell me or I'm threatening you again.
Pretty much.
Which, we're gonna need to train her out of that.
Good luck. however, Arira was a little bit more forthcoming with information, kind of some under-the-table info about what the situation is there, that Asmodeus has kind of poked around the edges of the Dragon Court for millennia, probably? Question mark? And that there is some concern with the changing nature of the universe that he might align himself with whoever the enemies are of the Dragon Court. That has been kept kind of quiet, but it's implied that it's some other fae. And the concern is that he might be either working for or with them with the intent of getting his hands on some fae power, and or slash access to Arcadia. After all of that, each of that part, that squad split up to do their own thing a bit. Tiernan worked with Sylvine and Plum the Dragon for a while, learning the ins and outs of dragon care and feeding, and just kind of improving his friendship stat with those two. And then the lot of them made their way to the Changeling Library, which was half library, half drug trip.
Great, is what it was.
Yeah.
Gotta love a little drug trip.
Aletha acquired a scientific text, basically, detailing some archaeological excavations in the surrounding area. Some of them more recent of the possibly from her tribe variety, some of them as old as 9 or 10,000 years ago, to include some interesting structures at the bottom of both Lake Michigan and Lake Huron, which appear to hint at some form of more advanced society having existed here at some point in the past. But not too much information besides that. But it was most decidedly Olathe's ancestors guiding her in that direction. There was a little bit of that happening with her avatar and such. Tiernan encountered a young mage who lives in the Changeling Kingdom, who was running around looking for books on how to be a wizard for dummies, and had acquired basically a wide stack of different books from different traditions, and basically Tiernan evangelized to him a little bit about the wonders of the Norse gods.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he's like in the, like, he's gonna do the Salificati one, and then he's gonna find out there's none of them. It's fine.
Yeah, but also did a little bit of magic to kind of guide him in the direction of what was most compatible with who he was, and it turned out to be Salificati, which was interesting because, as was just stated, those don't really exist anymore. And finally, Chase went and met with an Eshu.
Bless you.
Rather. Hmm? I'm sorry?
Bless I you. Caught it.
Oh.
Bless you.
Gotcha. A rather interesting Eshu who was like basically a Khajiit. Had a fun conversation in Pashto and got himself a book of Japanese mythology because he asked for a good story. And at the end of our session, I believe, I haven't got a chance to listen back to everything yet, but what I remember is we were working on bringing everybody back together. But I'm not library, sure that actually happened yet.
Library group was together. Full party was not yet. We were okay, leaving the library.
What I thought. Okay. So, we will jump right back in after one of the longest recaps we've had in a while. But last week was a busy session. We will hop right back in. with the party, or the half of the party anyway, leaving the library.
Sometimes we have plot sessions, sometimes we have fight sessions. Turns out the plot sessions take a lot more to go over. Especially when they were as thick as you managed to get that one.
That was thick as fuck.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So everybody got their time.
At the last, the group in the kingdom were headed out of the library, mostly satisfied with their experience. Jesse was at the cabin, I believe, still.
Yes, I was doing an offering of thanks.
You did. Yes. Forgot to mention that. She did do a little bit of Kernanos ritual, which was quite nice. And the gays had, or either had or were, making their way back to town after their interaction with the Rangers. So, I believe the good jumping off point would be for the Changeling crew. Anything else on y'all's agenda before you make your way back to your boat and get the hell out of here?
No. Yeah, the mischief? I don't know.
Resounding cricket chirp there sounds like a no.
Yeah. Like, we made a fairly good shot at trying to get everything done.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy?
Damn, bro.
Are you cutting your hair or using a vibrator?
I was about to say, that sounds like a tattoo.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize the
in the middle of the session?
Well, I'm vacuum sealing, but I am playing with meat, so, you know.
This is a short sponsor announcement for Sting's fucking OnlyFans, I guess.
Vacuum sealers. Top notch. 10 out of 10. Do you recommend?
Don't put a mirror in
the sealer. Is that what they're calling it these days?
Yes.
They might
Please
be.
Don't put a vacuum sealer anywhere near your asshole.
Or if you do, this is...
Shut the fuck up!
I cast instant hemorrhoids.
Ooh.
I cast instant rectal prolapse. Anyway.
This is like a prolapse issue.
More K, no lost dose.
Okay, we're gonna try to move on from that.
Hey, say goodbye to the rails, because apparently that is the energy tonight.
Yep. All right, so that group returns to the boat, says their goodbyes, and piles in. Are you guys making the, like, what would that be? Probably a 3 or 4, maybe 5 hour flight back to Kirkland to pick everybody up, or are you just going to vibe?
No, they were rejoining us and we were moving on, I think.
Pop open a door and bring them in.
Yes, 15-minute flight outside of the Changeling Kingdom so that Astoria and Jessica don't have to be back in there at all. Go through the door, bang some pots and pans until people get the idea and say, hey, yo, we leaving now, and come back.
So yeah, Olathe might just step through and do core portals to hit the different people, but like we have no reason to go back to Kirkland we know of.
Not yet.
That's what I'm saying, that we know of.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Ben, do you want rolls on core portals, or...?
Is Chase able to just ping us?
Chase doesn't have core.
Yeah, that was Naomi's wheelhouse,
yeah,
but...
Right.
Yeah, that would be a Naomi thing. So, yeah, go ahead and make me some rolls of Ring Ring, motherfucker.
Let's see. You know what? I've got core 4, so technically, if I at a diff 7? Diff 7, I should be able to reach out to multiple people at once. Well, that's 2 suck, and one of them's a 10. That's 3 suck. So, I guess I reach out to... Well, the girls are going to be together, so either Astoria or Jessica. Actually, I can hit all 3 of them, yeah.
Why would you? You know the girls are going to be together.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't need 3 portals.
I'm going to do it anyway.
That's excessive.
I rolled 30 successes. What do you want?
Do you guys want a bigger portal of your own?
Is it excessive or successive?
Your guys' one is heart-shaped. How about that?
That's okay.
That's pretty okay. Good. All right. So, all of you basically have the familiar sensation of a correspondence portal opening relatively nearby. Its resonance is vaguely Olathe flavored.
Why would I know what Olathe tastes like?
It probably smells like cigarettes, honestly.
There it is.
I'm not answering.
We will ring louder. Technically, you don't get a chance to answer.
I'm just opening the portal, so you don't get a chance on whether or not you open or you answer.
Okay. Close it.
You could dispel it.
Yeah, I sure fucking can. Oh my god.
Would be hilarious.
Are you going to?
Does it smell like cigarettes?
I mean, probably. There's probably a faint.
I mean, it's probably. I'm saying, knowing Olathe, it's more herbs than anything.
I'm fine. We'll answer the fucking phone call.
I'm saying, I will just keep rolling at you until I win.
I know. Oh my god, how the turntables. Jesse's no longer the one making obnoxious calls. That's what we call growth.
The turns have, in fact, tabled.
It's just going to be a, hey, we're back. Yeah, meet up.
We got a problem.
What do you mean we have a problem?
Belvedere's been casing this place while we've been gone.
Yeah.
Like,
why are our Rockford issues not ending? All
I
right.
don't know.
When we get there, I'll hook Chase up to the mainframe and he can give a visual.
There's about 20 of them that have come in the past. Well, what was the time frame on that, Ben?
Last couple of weeks.
In the last couple of weeks. And they all come a different direction in. They all leave a different direction out. It's all pretty professional.
Is everyone okay?
So far, all they've been doing is looking. But they've been looking pretty consistently and pretty intensely. I've informed...
deliberate looking.
I've told the Rangers not to get involved if someone does come in, just to kind of keep an eye on them.
All right.
But sooner or later, there's going to be problems.
Yeah, sounds like it. Jesse, it sounded like you were doing some of your looking. Did you grab life patterns and such?
Did I, Benji? I remember I tossed in like 3 or 4 spheres, but I cannot remember right now.
I don't believe you memorized life patterns.
Oh, well, I mean, I can't memorize shit. I don't have mind.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think what you mostly were working with was entropy, time, correspondence. That's what I recall.
Nah. But we can look again.
All right. If we can do that.
Group back up at Kirkland then.
Well, it sounds like it.
We might need to make an envoy over there. Yeah. Yeah. And like.
Well, I'm thinking if we grab some patterns.
Shit straight.
Rather than having to go all the way there, we can perhaps do a little distance intimidation.
Are we not just, like, they're normal people, right?
We just fly there.
So far.
Well, if they've had 20 people, 20 different people at the sound of it, searching so far, and they're already casing our town, I'm not entirely sure how much we want to fly there, at least as a first move.
Again, they're just normal people, right?
We think so.
Well, even mages have a hard time against, you know, the mind wards that say just ignore this place.
Anyway, come back to Moltown. We're going to go back through the door and to the boat, because we got to get the boat home one way or another anyway. I'm going to grab some rolling papers.
For what?
The drugs.
Yeah, I forgot to bring them with us.
Oh. Is that relevant to the bandits?
No, but... I'm assuming you're not upstairs from where we're making this call in. Sting, correct me if I'm wrong, presumably just to the basement.
Olathe can make the call from the boat.
That's true.
They probably didn't even like open the door. Like, hey, I'll just let them know we're going to be coming back.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, she knows roughly how far they are. She can say, yeah, they're about 10 minutes walk outside of town. Let's give them 5 and open the door.
Yeah.
Chase is going to go ahead and open the door and go back to Moldtown to grab some shit, either way.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see you all in a few. Be careful getting back to town.
Always.
Is Astra and them are okay though, right?
Yeah, they're fine. We've talked to them, made sure they know what to do. If people get closer, they're to go get Joseph and them all in the militia. If they see any magic, they get Joseph. If they see anything else, they get the militia.
Olathe's gonna nod a bit. Alright, well, let's hope we can solve this issue before it gets closer to home.
Here's hoping.
See you soon.
Yeah.
And then she's gonna drop the,
portal.
Alright. So it sounds like the consensus is people return to Moltown, hop through the door, get back on the boat, and the boat flies back to Kirkland. Yes, no.
Yes.
Personally, I think that's the right move, and it didn't sound like anybody else had other ideas.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's about a little after midday when the boat makes it back to Kirkland, probably like 1 o'clock, maybe 2 o'clock or so. And everybody is back. Presumably you guys would be swapping information about what you had discovered along the way. I mean, you gave the update about Kirkland, but,
Yeah.
There is actually one specific thing that Chase is going to be doing as soon as Astoria gets back. And that is going to be, getting her to come to the back of the boat with him and get a little bit of privacy. Jessica's welcome to come along because he knows how that goes. But, you know, not in front of everybody, if that's possible sometime in those 3 or 4 hours. And just kind of lean against the back railing and say, so, you know how to check for, like, demonic influence, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not, like, as deeply in, like, the mind sense as you can, but, like, I could definitely see if there's something, like, icky going on your body.
I'm increasingly confident in my abilities, but still recognize that you're the expert. And therefore would be more comfortable if you look, because obviously if there is something like that going on, I probably would just kind of gently be persuaded not to see it anyway, so...
From Asmodeus's house?
Yeah.
People?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... I was about to make a comment about having sex with somebody that's questionable and wanting to get checked afterwards, but that's probably not something that you would... Never mind.
Are you talking about STDs?
Spiritual STDs, basically.
Yeah. Okay. I know about those.
Yeah.
Cool. Astoria is going to pull a hagstone out of her pocket. And she is going to take a very, very close look at all of Chase with that hagstone. And she is going to use prime and spirit and life to do that.
Okay.
And it is just the day after the full moon.
Okay.
And it is... Right? It's still the day after the full moon.
Yeah. Same day as the last session.
Okie dokie. And it is daytime. It's midday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to use... It's plus zero for the time of the moon. It is plus one for the time of day. I'm going to use a quintessence. And it's unnecessary. Three successes.
Okay. Three successes. So, what Chase is asking you, basically, is, did I get spiritual herpes when I ate people meat?
Mm-hmm.
The question. The answer to that is basically yes. He is not possessed. That much is clear pretty quickly. You've had enough experience with that. You have used spiritual possession as a weapon. You saw what it looked like with Vinny. And you saw a different version of it with Seth. Quite familiar with what demonic possession looks like. This isn't that. It is, however, something you've probably read about in books about spiritual folklore. If not, heard it discussed by Olathe or other members of her tribe. Eating people meat has spiritual consequences. Among the native tribes, it's often referred to as Wendigo.
Oh, shit.
That was why Olathe's reaction was, if it becomes that, I will deal with it.
Chase, you got the clap.
There are, in fact, wormish spirits that are directly tied to the consumption of people. There's a couple of wormish spirits attached to that kind of thing. What you can see here is... The best way to describe it is essentially a chink in Chase's spiritual armor. That is more or less giving off a God, what's the word I'm looking for here? Call it a signal flare. That says, hi, it's free real estate. Please pull up. For a very particular type of bane. This particular type of bane is known as a thin bone. And what a thin bone does, is invade a person and kind of ride along. It is less invasive than most Bane possessions. Most Bane possessions take the wheel. Congratulations, you are now their meat suit. Thin Bones don't necessarily do that. They make the host insatiably hungry to consume anything and everything they can. And no matter what they eat, they're always hungry. Eventually, that drives them crazy enough that they start eating things that are important to them. A devout Christian will, like, methodically eat the pages out of their Bible. An artist might eat their paintings. And when it gets bad enough, people eat their kids, or their pets, or their wives and husbands. They might even wait for them to not be alive when they do that. Or they might not. Once they've gone that far, they have spiritually degraded themselves enough that the Thin Bone can, in fact, fully take the wheel. And the tricky thing about that is even eating their loved ones doesn't sate the hunger. So once they fully kill off the person that they have infested, they basically begin to multiply and spread out into their community. What Chase has unwittingly done here is made himself quite susceptible to possession by a Thin Bone and raised a flag that says, come on in. So you can probably assume that any Thin Bones in the vicinity are on their way to pick up their new meat suit. Thin Bones, as Banes, spawn when people are starving. There's been a lot of that lately.
Okay. Do you know, I mean, the fact that you came to me about this is, it probably means that you know something about this. Essentially, you've just lit a signal flare that will allow Banes to kind of parasite hop into your body. And one of the ones that eating people specifically brings in is called a Thin Bone. Do you know what that is?
Not even a little bit.
It's essentially a hunger spirit. It just starts by you feeling really, really hungry all the time, and then as it escalates and as the possession deepens and toxifies your spiritual pattern, you'll begin to consume everything, ending in the things that are most important to you, and even that won't be enough to fill the void.
Great.
So we should fix that, like, yesterday.
Yeah.
I am gonna bring Olathe over, because the way that this is done is based in a practice by her people. And I think she'll be able to help with the herbalism of it, even if she's not able to help with the spirituality of it. Do you want to get that done right now? I think that's We've probably got more time now than anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you okay if I tell? I mean, she was there when you did it, so I mean, she already knows, but.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a moment. And Astoria is going to walk over to Latha. Hey, Latha.
Yes, dear.
Healing Wendigo?
Is this gonna nod a little bit?
Something we're gonna have to do. I've got the preparation noted down as of what we need, but I think I'd like your help since it is a practice of your people.
Well, I was hoping I wanted to talk to you about looking into that. I'm glad you already were.
Yeah, it's gonna be necessary.
While they're having conversation over there, Jessica is kind of left with Chase.
And Jesse.
Jesse's sister on the boat, because she wasn't part of that one, unless she was next to Aletha for some reason.
Oh no, Jesse's vibing, but hey, how much of that did I hear?
Roll me perception alertness, difficulty 7. But anyway, Jessica is going to kind of look at Chase kind of funny.
So, like, 3.
You kind of had to know that was going to do something to you, right? Like,
yeah.
Eating people in a place like that? Eating people at all, I think, but, like, in a place like that?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, why do it?
Like I, you weren't there for it.
I was, and I still don't get it. Explain it. You got a kid on the way. Why are you being this risky if you knew it was going to be bad?
Do we want to get really into some psychology stuff right now? Because we probably shouldn't. The short version, I wanted to. And I thought I could get away with it. And I'm going to get away with it. The longer version, it's very important that all of these godlike beings understand that we are willing to take extreme risks and do extreme things, because most of them that have been paying any sort of attention to the world around them know that a mage pushed into extreme risks and extreme things sometimes gets lucky enough to put one of them in the dirt, and they may not want to test that.
So what about when your luck runs out and that doesn't work?
He shrugs.
That's...
I think that's less likely than the queen continuing to disrespect us to the point where she decides we're no longer necessary and squishes us before we have a chance to realize that we need to be taking extreme actions.
Like eating people meat.
If you believed somebody would do anything, and I mean anything, would you go out of your way to be on their bad side?
Is that the logic we're using here? We're just gonna...
Yes.
I don't think they fucking care. I think if we can be squished as easily as you're saying, I don't think it fucking matters how bad shit they think we are.
Yeah.
You weren't there when we were talking with her.
I literally was at the table when you ate the meat.
When we were talking with the queen just now. She does seem to believe that there may be something to consider about seeing us as people rather than stub fey vermin. Her opinion is changing,
I could see it on her face, like, 4 hours ago.
Yeah, but what's changing her mind?
Don't know.
Okay. Can you be more tactful with your risks going forward?
We probably all could stand too. I feel as though I'm getting a disproportionate amount of hate. And, well, not hate. I know you don't hate me.
I heard that conversation over there.
Yeah?
Yeah. I heard you got the fucking spiritual clap.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm taking the precautions necessary to fix that.
Jessie's shaking her head with her arms crossed. Whatever. Justify it all you want.
It just, I don't know, Chase, it seems like a really disproportional risk for a kind of nebulous gain. Like, what if, I mean, what if one of these things had gotten to you before you had a chance to talk to Astoria about it? Like, I kind of seems like it could have happened. Like, you just go to bed and wake up and start eating things. I get what you're saying of like,
oh, do you mind if I take a second to explain my risk taking then, or at least the risk evaluation that I've done?
She shrugs.
Didn't you just try to do that?
No, my risk evaluation. That's my reasons for taking it. And here's my reasons for why I don't think it's as big of a risk as you think. I'm a spirit mage. Astoria is a spirit mage. We are frequently in contact with other spirit mages. If a common bane moves faster than Lilith did with Jessie here, I will be shocked, given that it was quite personal between Lilith and Jessie, and not particularly personal with a bane and myself.
The difference is I didn't put myself there. You made that choice. I didn't.
I did. I did make that, and it was a risk. I just don't think that it's something that's going to happen overnight, by any means. It's a bane. I do recognize what a bane is, even if I don't recognize the specific type Astoria is talking about. They are things that are frequently killed. Not gods. I fully recognize that there may be an increased risk of some variety of evil critter showing up, which is why, as soon as I'm back near our very powerful spirit mage, I'm bringing it up and addressing it to mitigate those risks. But I think that let's see how this goes. Give it another hour. And either I'm right, or maybe I have fucked up a little bit more than I thought I did.
I ain't willing to risk it. I kind of don't want you in town until it's fixed. I don't want you bringing that shit around my family. If you are a demon magnet right now, the last time we had one of those in town, we had a fucking brawl and demons. And that was connected to me. So we have no idea what's going to happen with this one if you are also calling spirits, especially famine spirits or whatever, starvation spirits, whatever you want to fucking call them. Who's to say that you being a magnet for that kind of shit ain't going to bring that and they won't infect normal ass people in our town? Like my family.
No, I shouldn't laugh. You are aware of like what a wraith is, eyebrow. Right?
Yeah,
like,
human.
You're familiar. A vampire magnet. He is a walking, talking vampire magnet.
Why does that change? I don't think that that should be a fucking... She's always been a vampire magnet, hasn't she? And they have come and talked to her, and we've talked to them. Can you talk to these hunger spirits?
Are you confident you're not still a demon magnet? We very much don't know that we killed Lilith. Do you think Lilith has forgotten?
I have different protections now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
The story will be back in just a minute. And, again, she is noticeably more powerful than the potential threats here. Whereas Kernanos is, if I remember correctly, somewhat weaker than Lilith, most likely.
It's spring.
For now. It just feels a little weird that people are telling me they don't want me, that you specifically are telling me that you don't want me around. After
I am telling you that I don't want something that we have just determined is a magnet for some bad fucking shit around my family. I'd say I've lost enough of my family to some bad fucking shit right now. Specifically Wormish. Like, you know, sorry for being cautious. I don't have as much experience with the vampires that Olathe is bringing on. And I have a different kind of protection when it comes to the Lilith shit. And also, I don't live in town. I'm not bringing that shit to town.
The demons that Astoria keeps on her?
She's got experience with handling those. Where's your experience with Wendigo shit? It's not even your fucking faith.
My experience is Astoria, who we are currently trusting with noticeably more powerful demons, pretty much daily for months now. I'm just asking for you to give me an hour and see what Astoria says. And if this isn't an easy fix, then fair enough.
I mean, ultimately, I've never been the one to decide what happens. So my opinion on all of this, I understand, is not very high on the totem pole. Especially considering I am the most ignorant of all this shit. But all I'm saying is I've had a bad fucking feeling since you decided to do it. And now knowing that it is, in fact, like, big risky, I don't love it.
All right. If this is something Astoria can't handle, I'll leave. And Jace sticks out of hand.
Jesse hesitates.
What you wanted?
No, I wanted you to not fucking do it, and I don't want to be in this position. Fix your shit. She does not shake his hand.
All right, then.
Jessica is standing there incredibly awkwardly.
At what point do Olathe and Astoria come back during this?
Yeah, y'all probably showed back up like 5 minutes ago.
Midway through.
Astoria's just kind of like gaping.
Olathe would have interrupted at some point.
How many Banes have you killed, by the way?
A lot.
There it is.
How much you know about these?
A lot.
Is it something we can fix?
It should be. I mean, I've never dealt with, like, Asmodeus himself before, and, you know, that might require a bit more effort to...
Oh, speaking of, evolve. I talked to Allison while I was back home, and she was very wary about us being involved with Asmodeus. She told me to never go back. So I apologize if I seem extra cautious.
I respect the caution. especially given demons' fondness for you. Not to keep harping on that, but...
Yeah, no, deflection is easy.
Anyways,
but regardless, Allison says that it's a big fucking deal, and she is gonna gather some more information, and she will get back to me about that.
To give us the best chance of success here, I would like to wait till evening. If that is a problem, Astoria kind of looks between Jesse and Chase, we could set down outside of town.
Yeah, I don't want it in town.
For me.
Okay. Cool. Olathe, you and I probably need to grab a couple of things from the greenhouse, unless you've got fresh vegetables on you.
I think the greenhouse would work a little better for what we're going to need for this.
Yeah, I need kind of a lot of ingredients.
We'll make it
Chase,
work.
This is going to suck for you.
Eh. Although I know this was delightful. And Olathe is just kind of going to swirl her hand at the whole Jesse Chase thing.
Would you like an explanation of what we're going to do, or are you just going to ride the ride as we're doing it?
Is there anything I can help with?
I mean, you could be part of the ritual to purge it, but, essentially, the bit that I'm gonna do, and you can also help with, it's gonna be a buckthorn tea base, and you're gonna throw up a lot. Like, a lot. Like,
it's like gonna Vegas be levels a lot?
Yeah, like demonic possession, blah. And that's not
relights his joint.
That's a good
choice. Then afterwards, what we're gonna do, and where I'm gonna bring Olathe into it, is there's going to be a broth that is essentially bringing back the things that the Wendigo lost in its pursuit of hunger. So it's gonna be a soup base that is going to be based in like a corn, beans, and squash soup. And then we're going to add in different medicinals to bring back in, you know, the stand-ins for healing and for justice and for humility and for compassion and all those, you know, those wonderful things. That you lose when you give yourself over to hunger. So that should kind of fix that little chink in the spirit. And then we'll kind of seal that in once we get that soup
down.
It's gonna suck, like I said. But it should fix it.
I'm sure I've been through worse than what this is gonna be. It'll be fine.
Oh, almost certainly. it's just going to be like a really nasty stomach bug for a little bit. And then you'll be fine.
All right, then.
So, I guess don't eat people while Olathe go. Well, I'll stay with you. I'll stay with you, Olathe. You go to the greenhouse.
Yeah, I can get ahead.
I need corn, beans, squash. I also need willow, strawberries, white pine, pecans, spruce, witch hazel, cedars, silver bells, and maple if you have it.
This sounds wonderful already.
I'll say, oh wait, this kind of going to go through the listener head and nod.
That's
either
the
have it or I can have it by the time you get there.
Okay, perfect. I can go set up. I'm going to go start brewing the buckthorns.
Chase, if you wouldn't mind the door, and Jesse, why don't you come with me?
Hey, Benji, what am I up to?
I was just about to ask you that. This whole conversation's been going on at the back of your boat. Probably within earshot. It's not that big of a boat.
Oh, yeah. No, that's...
That's conveniently pretty close to where I probably would have liked to be.
Exactly.
Erica's in the background denying that.
Hello, Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Everyone said hi.
Hope you're feeling better.
I've got the headset on for the moment. She cannot hear you all.
Did I yell at her?
I hope you're feeling better. Here, one sec. Okay. Anyway, now during the mention of a lot of this has been Tiernan kind of hemming and hawing, probably not like silently. Quiet is probably the right word to himself of like knowing that I'm pretty sure the old texts say if someone's being a Wendigo, you should probably like put them on a funeral pyre and call it a day. But feels like a wild accusation to start trying to run in and throw around. Tiernan's not huge on the spirit side of things, but I think the herbs and such probably are going to catch some of his attention. He's just got the 1 point in survival. But 2 points in botany science. I'm going to go with the idea that if allowed, he will just come with the people in the greenhouse with a casual, now you've struck my interest. If and that's allowed, because I... that demon stuff's a little much. Okay. I don't know if I'm exactly sold on selling my own people to assisting, frankly, with something that was voluntary.
Yeah? Okay. So it sounds like the boat gets landed in a field west of town. And
Olathe is going to be having a little bit of a chat with Jesse, like, during the walk to the greenhouse and in the greenhouse.
So Olathe, Jesse, and Tiernan walk into town, head to the greenhouse, while Chase is kept on the boat with Jessica and Astoria, sounds like.
I mean, he can get off the boat if he'd like. Like, or at he least doesn't have to stay on the boat. But
he's just going to land on the back railing and smoke.
Yeah, Astoria is just keeping an eye on him in case something, like, crops up and he starts trying to munch people again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to be livid if he eats my allies.
That's one way to thin the number of NPCs.
Okay, I've got Revivify.
Again, one way to thin the number of NPCs. Just have Chase eat some.
Eat your own NPCs.
It's free lunch.
It's free real estate.
Chase is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know where Tiernan gets to be in the walk. Like, if you all jump 20 feet ahead of him and have your own private conversation, do it, but...
I mean...
Just know you're
Jesse dicks. Did just kind of publicly go at Chase. Olathe's not necessarily hiding this side of it either.
Yeah, I was gonna say, this feels real in the gang's face.
But...
Do it, call her ass out.
Yeah. So Olathe is going to, during that walk back, look at Jesse and go, you know, dear, I understand and disagree with what he did, but you did start eating first when you had no idea what it was.
I was told that we were supposed to eat the fucking food. He made a choice to knowingly eat people.
I know. And I have my own issues with that. However, I do think that might have been a little far. Especially...
I disagree. I heavily, especially when the excuses he were given were things we didn't choose. I didn't choose to be a Lilith magnet. You didn't choose to be a vampire magnet. Astoria didn't choose any of the spiritual shit that she keeps getting thrown at her. He picked that. He put all of us in danger, what, for a fucking thrill? And I'm supposed to be fine with that?
Like I said,
that's the difference, is choice.
I'm not exactly thrilled with it either. However, if there's one thing I've observed about Chase in the time that we've known him, generally, he's pretty there about trying to keep himself alive. He doesn't take risks that will end him. I at least would have maybe considered talking with him a little more rather than saying he was banned from town. Especially given
I didn't
that
say he was banned from town, and I already said I ain't the one that's got power in my words. So what I say is not going to be what goes, but I said I don't want him to go into town while he is a spirit magnet for bad fucking spirits that I already have bad experiences from of his own volition. I don't think that's unreasonable to want to keep the people in our town safe. I removed myself from town to keep people safe. Why isn't he expected to do the same fucking thing?
I guess my thing would have been first seeing if we couldn't fix it. I don't think it is an issue that should
and
have
And that's
had
what I said.
Fixed.
I said the stipulation. Until it is fixed, I am not comfortable with that. I didn't tell him, like, hey, you gotta fucking go now. You made a bad choice. You officially exiled. I didn't fucking say that. I said, until it's fixed, I don't want you in town around my family. The people that don't have magic or a magic user in the house to protect them. And like I said, when I was a magnet, I moved out of town. All I'm saying is I'm the one that keeps getting the fucking shit for not being responsible.
True. Which is also where I pointed out the, you started eating first.
I was told to eat, drink, and be merry. So I did what
by
I was told to follow the rules of hospitality. No, by you guys. I was told to follow the rules of hospitality. Literally by you guys. I did exactly what I was fucking told. And the second I realized it was bad juju and that it was long pig, I fucking stopped. I don't feel bad for what I said. I don't feel bad for the lines that I've drawn. I'm sorry that you don't agree with me.
Fair enough. Is this? I understand wanting to protect your family.
Is this part of the deal?
All of us. Yeah.
He did just do, you know, call a spade a spade.
Something very stupid, yes.
It was cannibalism. It was, something stupid yes. is, I put, you know, fucking marshmallows in my coffee too much. Cannibalism.
Willful.
Is like damnation worthy in, I don't know, all but the cults. I don't mean the, you know, ecstatic. I mean literally cults. Just. And it sounds like there's been a lot of drama around so and so had some bullshit magnetism put on him. I've genuinely noticed there tends to be the big hand of fate that fucks with all of us because we can deal with it. Like, but this is just needless extra, if I'm not mistaken.
Points. Gestures. Thank you.
True.
And like, yeah. Future alert.
I'm not being unreasonable, it's just easy to call me unreasonable. Thank you, Tannen.
Also, in the background of all of this, every time we've gone into the, what is it, the Ice Queen's territory, we eat, drink, and be jolly there. And up to now, up until, what, a day or two later, we figured out demon. Yeah, like, there was just the same chance you and I standing in the other room were going to get entranced by the woman playing her piano until her fingers bled into stumps.
True. That entire situation was very dangerous. Do I agree with what he did? No.
Then why are you getting fucking mad at me about it?
I'm not mad at you, dear. I'm saying that I think you may have hurt him.
He put the whole fucking town at risk. He's got a baby on the way and he's making choices like this? What's he gonna do when his luck runs out and his family is involved and he's gonna feel the same way that I do? I ain't even got a kid in the picture yet. I just got a niece.
There is just the chance we fuck this up. And then it goes another 6 months and he eats his own child. To be
literally
clear, also.
Meth. Yes. This is such a big, dangerous fucking risk, and he knew. I was willing to let it go and be like, okay, yeah, Chase is a thrill seeker. He had no idea it was going to be this bad. He admitted on that fucking boat. He knew. He put us all at risk. He put the kids at risk. Not just my niece, your kid.
I am very aware.
Then don't scold me.
Not trying to scold you.
And what's the goal of...
Yeah, what's the goal of confronting me about this? I was too harsh with telling...
Or are we just going and getting herbs and crying off?
Talk to you? Not confront you?
I've said all I need to say about it. Let's get the herbs.
Go grow some herbs.
Oh, we have to grow them?
And some of them. And then we'll hope we don't have to kill Chase.
I really don't want to have to kill Chase. And Jessie's going to like, she's been like shaking with anger this entire time. And she's finally going to cry. I don't want to lose him to a stupid fucking choice he made.
Have you done one of these rituals before? I'm just going to be extra hands. I'm useless in the spirit stuff.
Olathe's going to shake her head. No, I'm sadly a bit useless in the spirit stuff myself, but I was raised in it and at least know it. I'm sorry, so, I was going to have to handle the magical lifting.
I don't know. Is there something we should do in regards to... if he reacts bad, are we just dealing with a, steroided out wizard?
Given Astoria
said he's not possessed yet, I don't think that that's going to be an issue. If you want to put a little extra good luck into the plants, though.
Oh, I'm more sure along the lines of thought of, any of your rituals. Demagic someone for 24 hours or whatever. It's not ideal to not have him,
but
not magical to help.
Would also counter that if he is possessed.
Well, I mean, he'd have to be willing.
Yeah.
Like, he's not possessed now, right?
No.
Frankly, it's easier to get a ghost out of someone's body when they just jumped in, right? And then when they can't, turn all of us into quintessence on a strong enough whim?
I don't think he's quite that powerful yet.
Juice him up on a pile of essence. I'm just saying, if we're about to do anti-possession rituals, feels like it's worth limiting the power of the possibly possessed. If you don't like that idea, I'll shut my mouth. I've been here for a week.
I'm not opposed to the theory. I do want to talk to Astoria before we do that, because she was talking about him helping during it.
Oh, I think we should. This is me workshopping as we walk. I think we should talk about it with him. I think it'd be... Of course, I think he'd be silly and selfish to disagree, but we're kind of there.
Yeah, we're not exactly known for not occasionally doing silly things. Or definitely stupid things.
And Olathe's kind of got like roller shoulders back, like her shoulder defense, like, and just, you know. I just wanted a quiet life at one point. I remember it.
I'm kidding.
We could roll away a card if you'd like.
I will say the idea of the island is
Hawaii. Yeah.
Is growing on me a little bit, although I'm sure we then have to deal with some kind of sea shifters, but
At least I'd have the ocean again.
Yeah, we don't tend to do quite as well in the ocean as we do on land, though.
Speak for yourself.
Do you think you can do better than a were-shark?
I've never faced one, but I am very comfortable on the water.
Who knows? Maybe someday. At the very least, we can visit.
A vacation home.
Yeah. Vacation homes. That's what we're on.
Jessie doesn't have a whole lot more to say. Okay. She is just visibly upset still. Even more so now after this conversation, because she feels very justified in her stance from several fronts.
Olathe understands her stance completely. It's just the you also went in and ate shit you didn't know with us telling you not to.
Nobody told her not to eat that stuff while she was in there after we were told to eat, drink, and be merry.
I believe
that's true.
No.
Did
we not?
Right on that.
No, you Jesse is specifically.
Jesse is 100% correct here. She did not actually do anything particularly wrong.
When she went to go that way, one of us had told her, like, just kind of like shook her head at, like, no, don't.
He told her to be careful. And she did.
I think the worst thing that got possibly overlooked on Jesse's part was a vague idea of we should stick together and leaving on our own, but, like, she didn't do anything that she knew to be dangerous, as far as I could tell, in that session.
Yeah, fair enough. Then I'm wrong. I was thinking one of us had told her not to, but...
Nope, yeah, she was...
Chase made a bad choice.
Yeah, that was where that whole part of that... A large part of that whole conversation was coming from for me, was I thought we had told her not to... Like,
no, Astoria like specifically explained the rules of hospitality, and that was... We were expected to accept the hospitality within reason, and...
The rules of hospitality really should have applied to a fae.
Which is what thought it was at the start.
Yeah, that's why Jesse said, like, specifically, Jesse was like, I was told to follow the rules of hospitality, so I did.
Nope, that one's my bad, then. I misremembered.
Yep, so Jessie's heated because she feels like she did everything right and she is attempting to control it, but it looks like her being very frustrated with, like, watery eyes and, like, clenched fists as they walk, and she tries to contain herself.
We've got that cleared up.
Looks stressed.
I don't think Chase has a whole lot for conversation with Astoria, but he does have a question.
Astoria has some questions for him, too. Go ahead first.
Phenomenal. After they go, you know, give it a 30 seconds, 45 seconds of silence, and then... You think Jesse will push for me to not be killed immediately half as much as I did for her when we thought she might be in Nafandi? I know it wasn't the most push for her to not be immediately killed, but it was some.
I don't know.
I wish I could say that I do know, you know?
Family first, I guess. But, I don't know. Honorary not.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's just that wake-up call that people like you and me and Jessica need sometimes of remembering to look out for number one, yeah? I appreciate your help with this.
Yeah. Astoria kind of hops up on the edge of the boat, like, kind of perches up there, not on her butt, like, sitting, not, like, perching like a bird, but, like... And then she kind of, like, tilts her head at Chase. So? Did you get the cool demon powers you're expecting?
No. Of course not.
Hmm.
I knew eating people is not good for me. Didn't know that it comes with a risk of being possessed, but, No, I took one single bite of every dish put in front of me, and then I put my fork down.
Hmm.
There was no contract, there was no offer, no deal. None of that. There was just food served. And I ate it.
Mm. Our food situation isn't so bad that we needed to resort to cannibalism yet.
No.
That's true. I suppose the indigenous peoples around the world who do practice cannibalism in a not-so-evil way are a bit of a minority, aren't they? That's... I don't know. I guess I just didn't think it was that bad. Again, I knew it was not a good choice, but... We'll get it figured out. They're just Banes. I'll kill them myself if I have to.
They are... Just Banes. Just.
Not there's like we have foreign gods showing up.
Spiritual degradation that comes with choices like this. And as you well know, the path to being an Afandi is sometimes a winding one. Just keep that in mind, yeah?
You know, I'm not going to admit it around Jessie, because she already seems as though she's got enough reasons not to trust me. At this point, I didn't really think there was a whole lot more room for spiritual degradation. Kind of nods towards Jessica. She knows what went with my job. I've said enough of what went with my job that I'm sure you have a good idea, too. I figured that, well, not in a Fonda yet. I don't have any intention of becoming one.
You're not irredeemable yet, Chase.
Exactly.
You're being an edgelord, but...
I am being an edgelord. I very much am. And sometimes you gotta be. I'm impressed that you know what that means. That's an internet term.
I guess.
We're gonna get it fixed, and it's gonna be fine. And this is all being made out to be a much... bigger deal than it needs to be.
Cannibalism is a big deal. But I understand what you're saying. We're gonna get it fixed. It is a fixable situation.
I think anything that can be fixed with an evening worth of work is not a big deal, usually.
It's... We can fix... the... symptoms. Repeated actions like this will leave an unfixable taint. Just so you know.
Eating people has lost the thrill. I've done it once. Now it's been there, done. Well, twice. So now it's been there, done that.
Good. We'll keep it that way. Anyways, I gotta get started on this potion, and you gotta get ready to throw up a lot.
Gestures with joint. Already ahead of you.
Well, come on, regale us with a campfire story while we get ready. And Astoria sets off to find a good spot to... start a little campfire as she pulls out her little cauldron.
Phenomenal. Insert one of Chase's wonderful stories here.
Excellent. That's all I really have.
Good. Me too. And then we wait for the ritual to start.
So,
wait for my fucking, what's it, Instacart order?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh, To answer that question, Chris, more than likely they've overheard at least part of this. Jesse wasn't exactly quiet earlier.
Is she ever?
Tiernan.
It's rare.
I feel like Tiernan probably would have told them where he was going when he left with near strangers.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, they're probably aware of what happened and what's going on.
Oh, no, I'm talking about this part specifically. Like, no one made a point of getting away from the boat until the very end, if I'm not mistaken.
They thought they were walking into the greenhouse.
Yeah, there's still a whole crew of people.
Yeah.
Tiernan's NPCs have ears.
Yeah.
Like, they've probably heard this conversation.
More aware, like, character awareness, I guess. Like, your characters, if they were aware, is a different story, too, but...
Yeah, at least one of the crew probably heard this exchange. Or at least parts of it.
I just want that to be out there to some degree.
No, very, very valid. Alrighty. It's probably about an hour, a little more, before the gang returns to the boat, or where the boat is parked. West of town. Basically just parked in an empty field that hasn't been planted yet, because it's still too early in the year. You guys return to find Astoria, Chase, Samson, and Jessica, as well as, I'm sure, Taryn is orbiting around somewhere. Actually, I'm going to come back to that. Off the boat, more or less, like, just tucked into the edge of the tree line, waiting for you guys to come back.
I'm assuming we didn't need rolls to grow things then.
Oh, I'm not super worried about it. You probably have a lot of that already stored.
Do that to me.
I know. God. Right before session, I got fucking hit by the EP bat. Just out of nowhere.
Rip.
Never acknowledge EP bat.
You do a lot of garden work right before session.
You just gotta never acknowledge it. If you don't acknowledge the EP bat, it can't hit you. Legally not allowed.
Oh my God, the problem is if you hear it squeak.
Oh God, what kind of bat are we talking about?
Northern long-eared.
Not like a Louisville slugger?
Not a Louisville slugger.
It's Louie. Named for King Louie.
It's Louisville.
Thank you.
Come on.
Put a potato in your mouth first, and then try to say it. It's Louisville.
You're gonna give her a stroke. You guys can't.
It's not how you pronounce the king's name.
Yeah. Words are made up. What are you gonna do? Go to the new America and still use the same vernacular?
I will cry.
You're gonna cry over Louisville?
Wow, we've got a monarch apologist here.
Yeah.
I say again, fuck the king.
All right. Complete side note. Remind me, cheers to the governor. After this game, I will explain a very fun drinking game for anyone that cares.
Oh boy.
Oh my God, is it the one from New Girl?
Probably not, no.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be so funny.
As this is setting up, Astoria, Taryn kind of gives you a mental nudge of the "I'm gonna go investigate something" variety, and flaps away into the woods nearby.
Well, Lethe is gonna be starting this once we start with a "All right, Chase, let's see if we can put you back together."
Oh, he's Humpty Dumpty.
Astoria is going to keep part of her senses attuned to what Taryn's doing.
Chase, it's a point, I don't know, I'm speaking from a blindness on possessions. How do you feel about depowering, I guess feels like a word for it, in the event of a big bad possession? I'm pretty sure it's easier to restrain you if you can't, I don't know. You can turn a car into quintessence, probably me.
Not you. I'm not at all familiar with the living magic.
Good to know.
Your clothes, yes, but you, no, not really.
But the point remains of danger thresholds and such. Is that something, like, we're willing to consider?
Given that I am not currently possessed, do you think that stripping me of power, if that's something, looks at Astoria can do? If that's something that she can do, do you think that that's going to be more useful than having me take part in the ritual to stop myself from being possessed? As the only person other than her that can help.
Eyes towards Astoria. I'd just rather bring it up and, you know, have the conversation.
Part of this is going to be setting a sealing circle so that if something does come into possession of his body, it won't be able to leave the circle or interact outside of it.
There we go.
So should he become possessed, he won't be able to leave or try and turn you into powder. I will do that myself so that Chase's magic is not part of it. So that he can't dispel it, essentially. But that should protect against the possession part of things.
If you're confident. Subject matter expert.
Yeah, I mean, if the four of us can't stop him, then we got a bigger problem than that, I think. But he is the only other person that can purge it, and it's gonna need a lot of purging. I mean, I could do it myself. It just would take a really long time. I'm willing to do that if you guys feel that it's that.
I'm not familiar with Banes.
Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Bane power levels, especially this specific type, this early on,
they're not dangerous in a direct confrontation. A single Thin Bones is not a combat threat.
Beat it to death with a stick. Gotcha.
That's like a common combat encounter for low-level werewolves.
Yes. Yeah, it's
like
it's
four or five Banes.
He's not gonna attract, like, how do I explain this? Okay, there's like possession with a capital P, and then there's like possession with a lowercase p. This is like you get a stomach bug or like an intestinal parasite, and as much as you eat, it just won't be enough because you're not getting any nutrients from it because of the parasite. This isn't going to make him, like, otherworldly strong. It's not, you weren't there for Vinny. It's not like,
because he looks at the floor when Astoria says Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to give him, like, a super power up. It would just change his perception of what's edible, essentially, and push him towards that. Ben, there isn't one in him yet, right? It's just...
No, not yet.
Yeah, there's nothing in him yet. As long as we can get this toxin essentially purged from his system and contained, and I will contain it, there's nothing in him.
Deal.
Yeah. I'm at risk of becoming a quarter as dangerous as something Astoria has in her pocket.
Jesse is going to walk away from. We're on the. Are we on the boat right now? Are we?
No. I mean, it's.
We are just off the boat.
Okay. Jesse is going to remove herself from the group and begin silently praying.
Astoria, after mentioning Vinny and seeing Jesse wins, she is going to kind of like grit her teeth a little bit and be like, sorry. Like, kind of like a. Mouthed sorry in Jesse's direction.
She doesn't see it. She's turned away before that.
Gotcha.
That, I'm missing something.
Sore topic, sorry. It's...
Seems to be the subject of the day.
yeah, it's, I'll let Jesse tell you if
she gets She's gonna stop her praying for... just the moment and like look over her shoulder and go, the last wormish possession we had was my brother.
That could make a sore subject.
I was the one that had to put him down.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
She goes back to praying.
Yeah. Either way, and then she kind of goes back to stirring the mixture that is so dark purple it's almost black in her pot. All that to say, this is well in hand. It was caught early. It's no more than a basic purge. Like, it's... We've got this covered.
He's just going to give that a nod. Just, I'd rather bring it up than...
I'm fine with the precautions. I appreciate the precautions.
I'm sure you want your body back at the end of it regardless. But, I have no reason to doubt everyone else's confidence. Things have worked out so far. Frankly, pretty well since I've been around, it feels like.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes pretty well. Yeah. Olathe, would you make the soup?
Of course.
At least I get Olathe soup at the end of this.
As nourishing as you can make it. And then she hands over... well, she doesn't hand over her book. She turns her book around to face Olathe, and she keeps a hand on it so the print stays. It's a recipe of your people, but...
Okay, here's the question. Was it one of her grandmother's?
So Olathe
had given Astoria her grandmother's effectively spell book.
I don't think so, because she's done this before. This is something that she's had before. There are some notes, I think, added into the margins from Olathe's grandmother's recipe, but it's not her like exact recipe.
I'm gonna use the re-roll from River for that roll. Okay, that's a lot better.
Your grandmother's recipe was close. Mm-hmm. I've got just another thing or two added in for additional correspondence, just for the spirit magic side of things. But if you just make it the way you remember, I can add those in at the end.
Olathe is going to take a moment to use Mind One to memorize that page. So that she doesn't have to keep holding the book.
All right, I've got it memorized. Go ahead.
And then start working it up.
Yeah. And then the other aspect of this from the traditional aspect is the story of Sky Woman. If you'd like to tell that at the end.
You don't have to do like an actual storytelling, but just, yeah.
Yes, I can do that.
Okay.
You said that and thing like in real life just went, oh shit.
No, you're good. You're good.
No, I can't.
No, but like, but
there once was a woman in the sky.
Of Olathe's heritage, Astoria is using the magic that is, you know, based in this because it is part of the way to get rid of this. But even if Olathe is not part of the magic aspect of it, this is actually her people's, like,
yes. No, my brain, like, I just kind of, like, hunched down a little bit, and my brain just went, there once was a woman in the sky. She was up there very high, as far as I fucking got.
Yeah.
Busted, you fake-ass wizard.
I will say, if you do get a chance to read the story of Sky Woman, highly recommend it.
It's good stuff.
It is good stuff. Yeah, it is the Potawatomi creation myth.
Mm-hmm.
It is very, very excellent. Anyways, Olathe that is
definitely be familiar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Olathe absolutely would be familiar. Which is why Astoria, despite having it memorized as well, is going to let Olathe do that.